Spoilers ahead, fucknuts.
Nightmare is you and I fighting together.
You must know you cannot win.
You're all here because there is nothing to return to. Dark days lie ahead of us all. We will teach you how to fight. That's impressive.
The Scar gave us a month. Those this village holds most dear, I shall destroy them.
I have no choice but to fight.
The Scar giver herself.
Go!
Are you truly prepared to allow this to continue in your name?
Rebel Moon! Fuck you!
Never thought this day would come. At least this soon.
I was hoping it would take longer. I was not looking forward to Rebel
Moon like
just
yesterday.
Part 2.
We were watching this first piece of shit that literally almost drove us insane, and now we're on to part two of Rebel Moon, Zack Snyder's Star Wars ripoff.
Lovely.
Lucasfilm said, "No, Zach, we don't want to do that." So
Zach,
Netflix
don't do
was
that.
Like, "Oh, we'll give you $300 million. How many do you want to make? You want to make 5 movies? You want to do like a James Cameron thing, like with Avatar? Yeah, sure. All right, sounds good to us.
You know, fuck you, Netflix. You brought this hell upon us.
No, actually, let's do a regular theatrical cut and a Snyder cut too.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, we're not watching those ones.
No. No,
well, this one's called The Scar Giver Pose, and
dude, that's barely brought. That's such a fucking name for that. Something.
I guess.
So bad.
I guess it was called this from what I assume because of the main villain in the last one.
He got a little scar in his chest. He just brings it up once, just like, "You gave me this. You did this. You gave me this hickey on my nipple."
You thought he might have. They tease that he might have died in the last one, but then they had a post credits that was like, "Nope, he's not dead."
Big reveal. Yeah, he's not dead.
He's in some like Dune thing, like Baron Harkonnen, like getting revived, basically.
Yeah. Remember we ended up when he was communicating with the Emperor, and he was like in a giant like fucking fetus womb type of thing, and then now when we see him again, he's in fucking Spider-Man's jizz fucking stain on the fucking floor,
like Tobey Maguire just fucking.
Just busted nut all over him, and he's just been stewing in that shit for days.
Is what it looked like. And it was funny, too, because it was like literally him like crusted in this shit, and then it just zooms out, and it goes, "Rebel Moon, the Scar Giver." Like, it was some epic intro.
Yeah, he was even T-posing. He was T-posing in the fucking web goo, and then he's just... And then it's just like, "Rebel
Zach was just like, there's some awesome imagery here.
There's no imagery. No, Zach. It's so deep. So deep. No, Zach, it's not D.
Honestly, dude, like, I couldn't even tell you what the fuck was happening in this movie half the time. Especially when we got to, like, the point where they were like, let's go into all the characters' flashbacks.
And oh, yeah, this is like, the flashback six
flashbacks
movie.
In a row.
Well, hold on. We got to get there first. Remember, before that, we had the wheat compote, the whole wheat slow-mo.
Wheat montage took up like 30 minutes, like a whole, like a quarter of the movie.
It felt like it sometimes. It felt like it. We had a.
It may have been a third of the movie, honestly.
I'll be generous and say a fourth, but holy fuck, it felt like
it's somewhere between the two, I would say. It's like 40% of the movie.
It's basically 15 minutes or more or so of the movie is just. A slow-mo montage of them harvesting wheat.
Mm-hmm.
No interaction, really. It's just them harvesting wheat.
And it's this whole bonding experience for them where everyone ends up being, like, the closest of friends afterwards.
Yeah, they're, like, and somehow find the time to make each person a quilt or some, or like, a little blanket to represent, or their or flag, whatever,
everyone's
representing.
Crying and shit. You're like, why are people crying?
It's
like I don't know.
For you, Titus, here's the mountain blanket because you are my mountain. And then they're just like getting so stupid symbolic about stuff. I'm like, you guys are in a rush about wheat. You fucking make quilts for it. These like little quilt things for all your heroes.
Yeah.
Your champions. And it's funny because they were harvesting wheat after they were just talking about, we need to train everyone to get ready. We have 5 days. We have 5 days, but let's waste a whole
day. They're
going
to attack us, guys, when they get here. All right. Well, let's harvest the wheat for them still. But then if they do attack us, they'll be able to kill us all and then just steal all the wheat that we harvested for them and did all the work already for.
They even picked a shitty place to do it, to be honest. Like,
it seemed like there was a lot of plot holes. Errors of logic this movie.
So their idea was to get the wheat and also, like, the... spent like a single day training everyone, and everyone's apparently a fucking master at firearms in one day. But after all that, they get the wheat, stack it on each of the buildings because their idea is like they won't blow up the grain. Because, granted, in any other situation, you could orbital bombard them from space from the sky, and they couldn't retaliate.
Yeah.
So they're like, all right, here's grain.
Which actually happens at one point in the movie, pretty much.
They really want the grain that was harvested by 50 fucking people in this town.
Until they don't.
Yeah, we'll get to that. Hold on, we'll get to that. We'll get to that. That's another bullshit thing. That's another...
I just feel like these movies are pointless in the end. Like, by the point we get to the end of
this,
it's
like the whole movie was written by AI.
Yeah.
And there's so many... It takes generic plot... Like, it takes a... I forget. What's the... Like the classic trope of, you know, heroes from outside land training the villagers to fight back against the bandits or the empire in this case.
And we called like every like thing that they were going to do like
it's a
that,
generic
like a cliche.
Trope. Like it's a generic trope. It works well with other movies. Like
movie kind of does it.
Was it Seven Samurai or something like that? It was like a samurai. I know originally it was in a samurai movie. They did that trope and it was really good. And then they do in a lot of westerns, which work
there's
out
certain
well
story
westerns,
beats you're going to there's certain story beats you're going to hit in a lot of different things, especially if it's sci-fi or whatever it is.
Mm.
But they do it horribly here.
Yeah, they do. It's so bad.
The first one was them introducing character after character after character.
With no
backstory and no banter between any of the characters that like was significant or like had emotional weight or anything.
Yeah.
You know? And the second one, it's almost like they act like they're best friends now and they went on like this crazy journey together and they're all like the best group of friends.
Yeah, this is it, they act like they've already went through
when
a
some
whole,
of them have
like,
only known each other for
emotional.
Like a day or two like
if yeah no especially with the villagers and the hero because it's just so rushed and annoyingly rushed. It's okay, so like I said, remember like my plot, like the whole weed idea and blah blah, I'm like, okay, that's interesting. But then you find out, too, they have a cave that's behind a waterfall that's, like, hidden. That they apparently don't know or know until later. Or not even later. They never even figure out what's there. But anyway, I'm like, so for someone who likes the strategy stuff, and as you found out later in the thing, I said, why don't they get all the wheat, put it in the mountain with them. They'll have one way in. it might be a one way out, but granted, they're kind of settling on a one man, a last man stand. So
yeah,
they can booby trap the entrance, just have wave after wave while holding out in a very fortified area.
Yeah, exactly. It would only make sense, but and I guess some people would just say like, well, that's a movie thing or a TV show thing, and it is, but they do it way too much in this in just really, really dumb ways.
They really banked on the fact that those guys really wanted the grain that badly from which apparently they didn't in the end. But
you know what else pissed me off in this? How fucking you waste a great talent like Anthony Hopkins.
On a robot that's barely in
on
it.
On a robot that just sat and fucking jacked off to these fucking
It's
like, I'm just gonna sit here and watch and
you just get one emotional
they're having a whole war down there and I'm like this wicked OP robot that literally when if I get shot I don't even take damage.
But
I'm gonna run down there last minute and help everyone.
So like we get one emotional moment with the robot where he's talking to the general
Cora.
Cora, about like he's like I'm basically their weapon blah blah and she's like what do we do and he's like you don't win and he just runs off acting like he can just hide from it and then he comes back toward like when they're in the middle of game their ass is whooped by wave after wave of them but that's like once again later but he just comes in fucking wrecking shit and he's like getting shot all the fuck up but this motherfucker has armor and when I say armor I mean plot armor. His fucking...
Oh, yeah, he does.
His metal hide can take, like, all these shots like a fucking champ. Like, it doesn't do anything.
And it's almost like... It's stupid
but that's way
too,
later.
It's kind of stupid, too, because I feel like it's potential for kind of an actual cool character in this universe. And he's so underutilized that he almost becomes a stupid character. You're like, wow, you should have helped out more, bud.
They turned the robot, too, like, into essentially one of those... You know, the trope of robot in nature? Because he's, like, dressed up like he's wearing, like, the antlers for some reason, flower, like, in, like, the nature-y garb. Like, he's one with nature, even though he's a robot. But you never really figure out how or why he does. What led to that, other than just the fact that he ran off after saving that chick in the first one who was about to get raped in the thing. And
literally, right?
Yeah. That's literally. Yeah. They had that scene. But he just, after he shoots the guy that was about to be a fucking asshole, or the rapist, and he just runs off into the fucking woods, and then you don't see him until the end of that first movie, where he just suddenly appears wearing a fucking flowers and
wonder how those
antlers.
Scenes are going to be handled in the Snyder Cut versions.
I swear, no, let's not.
Because they said they're going to be R and stuff, so it's like, is that the sort of stuff we're going to get expanded on? Like, Zach, I don't want to see an expanded rape scene.
I was about to...
It's in slow-mo, too. Like, Jesus Christ, Zach.
Dude.
There was some weird stuff in this movie. Like, remember we were talking about that, the lightsaber chick?
Yeah.
How, like, she had, like, almost, like, this relationship
with the little boy. It just seems so,
and they
like,
kept, like,
weird.
Just staring at each other and stuff. It was almost like that Ghostbusters, like, it was almost like that new Ghostbusters movie with the ghost chick and... Egon's grandkid or whatever.
Oh, Phoebe, I think it is. Yeah.
You're like, why are you staring at each other? Is this like a love intro? Like, what are you doing here? Like,
they had the weirdest fucking, like, oh, you're supposed to care about these two. They're totally,
but
like...
they had no conversation. There was, I don't think they ever really said words
to each
other.
No, they didn't say
a
single
word
to each other.
It was just like all a relationship, like through their facial.
It starts off with like the
actions.
little boy staring at her, like it was his crush or some shit like that. And then the later where he tries to tickle her nose with the fucking thing of wheat, and then she just grabs it, and he's like, "Ooh," little playfully. And then it cuts to the.
That was just bizarre. I don't know. Like it was just like, why is this here?
And then to the part where he ends up trying to save her, basically.
This had no emotional weight.
They had a weird,
know?
And it had like a weird. As if it was supposed to be a big emotional moment, like you were supposed to invest in. I'm like, what? It really.
Like, what are we supposed? I'm like, what are we supposed to be feeling here?
Yeah, the lean in too. I'm like, Zach, we barely know what the fuck they. And then the little boys are leaning. I'm like, please don't kiss. I swear to God, Zach, if
we're
you
just
do something
traumatized
weird...
from Star Wars Episode 9. When... Let's have cousins kiss.
It's
Kylo
Phantom...
and Rey.
It's like the Phantom Menace where fuck. Padme go like just didn't she like kiss little boy Anakin at one point?
Incest has always been in the Star Wars things.
That's not
just like Luke kissing Leia.
Directors get some weird kinks sometimes. It feels like, but wow, shocker! Hollywood being weird.
Sci-fi ones.
Hollywood being weird. Who would have thought? Anyway, but Anyway, so it's of course, obviously, they hug. Thank God.
But they lingered on it for like a minute, like they didn't know what to do. It was like, what the hell?
Maybe that was just Zach doing slow-mo at the wrong moment, and to the point where it made it weird.
Audience is like, what the fuck?
Let's add slow-mo! Actually, it was slow-mo, I believe. It was in this.
Yeah, I think parts of it were.
Dude, there was so much. There was like part. So much of this movie is slow-mo. Slow-mo.
I bet there was about at least 30 points where we were like, oh, slow-mo.
Slow-mo.
We were like, let's call it out every time we see it.
It's that scene where you just point out, oh, there it is. There it is. Slow-mo.
Like Rick Dalton.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just like.
But could you explain to me the plot of this? Because I was just so lost.
All right. So basically the idea, heroes from the first movie come up. Everyone's like, oh, okay, they're going to lead us to victory.
I feel like it was almost so simple, but so convoluted at the same time.
Yeah, well, like the like I said, they banked on the weed idea, which was stupid and weird. And they trained everyone in a single day. Let's see. Big war starts. For some reason, the admiral goes down there in person just with his fucking crew. I'm like, of like only 50 soldiers. Only in 50. That just in the beginning. And apparently,
They just kept coming. Like, they just kept coming in waves. And they were spawning in.
Yeah. They were like getting dropped off like far away from the village conveniently. And then just somehow by the time they just come in waves, annoying waves. Like it's a video game. Mm. And they're just going at it. And you're like, there's like, characters that like just hide away for most of the beginning part and then just show up like, oh, here's two more characters that show up in the midway through the battle.
And then they'll die or something too, and you're like, who was this character?
Dude, I was fucking
Hugh Jackman Wolverine.
The guy who looked like Hugh Jackman, who was actually like who looked like a basic villager, just going up against the fucking admiral.
Fucking white beater though.
Yeah, whatever. He had like the fucking beard and chop kind of look to him too.
All he needed was dog tags.
Dude, I'm like, why am I rooting for this over all the heroes right now? This guy's fucking going. He's actually putting up a fight, and then just the admiral, of course, gets him like later. But anyway, or just gets him on the ship after this guy also blew up a ship. He was like ambushing him from underground because they have underground tunnels that were like they're going Vietnam style.
They're going Rambo style.
Yeah. Which they also really sucked at, because apparently instead of just blowing up the ships, like having they only had one rocket launcher they were sharing amongst.
Really? That's right. Because then we were like, why didn't they just shoot another one? Like they probably could have taken out so many more.
And they didn't even just keep it up. They didn't just like fucking shock and awe it. They just kept like they shot one missile, then was like, oh, okay, wearing down. We'll wait until we fire the next missile.
We only have like three missiles, guys. We got to use these wisely.
Maybe that was it. Maybe they were just didn't have enough ammo or something.
I could see it.
Yeah, but then they're about to go and shoot it again at a fucking bad moment that would not have worked. Like, if they shot that second thing, they could have kept the admiral there, probably get his ass rocked, but no, they didn't do that.
Was this the guy that was, like, Wolverine? Stuart Martin or whatever right there?
Let me see. It kind of looks like him.
When was that character in the movie besides the scene he literally died in? I don't remember him like even
maybe
being
like
in it.
Maybe he was just part of the welcoming party
scene or something.
I think he was maybe in the welcoming scene and that's it. Other than that, maybe he's
we
like
didn't get
one
a flashback with him though.
He's supposedly maybe one of the leaders, but you never see anything. He has no flashback or anything. It's just that guy who's there standing. And I guess he's
so bizarre.
He might
and then
be a big deal.
He died, and then they try to make it like it was a big death. Like,
yeah, he's just fucking
like, who
bald.
Is this? Like, looks like just Hugh Jackman's Wolverine. Just makes me more excited for Deadpool and Wolverine.
Why is this guy? Why do I care about this guy more than I? Oh yeah, they also flank them, I guess, because maybe they weren't anticipating that from the seams of it. I guess they had that lightsaber chick protecting the elderly and the young, the kids, but they're like. The admiral's like, yeah, I flanked them. Hey, unless you want them wiped out, you better surrender. Remember that shit they were trying to do? Like, you surrender to me, come with my ship by yourself, and I'll not fuck up the rest of the villagers. Yeah. And then she's, like, about to go until, like, the guy that... Oh, the weird rushed romance, too. The guy that was from the first movie that she barely has any connection to. Or oh my God. I guess he's it's it, it was right. hinted he
they
liked
just did
her
that right at the beginning of this movie too.
It was hinted that he likes her, but she showed like no interest in the first movie towards him originally.
Oh, not at all.
Like you saw him wanting, he wanted to get laid. Yeah. She didn't show any of it, like evidence.
Know what I feel like he did? He was like, man, this character really has no purpose in the movie. If I don't do this,
you say that as he's also the guy who literally helped kill the admiral, like actually saving the chick and later.
But
in the
he
thing.
Was just supposed to be like a Han Solo like sort of ripoff like. Kind of person, and I was like,
kind of felt like
he's like Dollar Tree Han Solo, basically.
Even though he's also the guy that got that, he's the one that got the whole village kind of in trouble because he wanted to actually work with the they could work with the Imperials for money. But even though the original Elder did not want to,
yeah,
the original Elder got killed because of this dumbass's decisions.
But what did you think of like the direction and like the CGI and stuff like that here?
It kind of looked shitty to me at times. There were like moments where it just looked like it was a video game or like
right?
one of those shit.
Like Helldivers, but like actually a little worse.
Actually, hell worse than Helldiver graphics at times. Or like
it's like it looks like a video game, but actually a little worse than some of the
like specifically
ones.
The space scenes where you see like the spaceship in the atmosphere, like outside the atmosphere or something like that, approaching the planet. And it looks,
I feel like it wasn't that.
It looks like one of those shitty 3D movies that
I feel like it wasn't
see.
That it was really bad. I feel like it was just like very like standard. Like it was at like a 5 or something.
Yeah, it was,
you know.
It didn't have really any character. It felt like essentially the yellow submarine approaching her. The ship designs were really weird and felt like knockoff fucking Star
Wars
ships.
Yeah,
at
yeah,
times.
Like
remember
we said
we're
in the first
that?
Review, Dollar Tree fucking... Star
like,
Wars ships
like
and everything.
The drop ships that like were dropping off the soldiers literally looked like the kind of like a altered version of the Star Wars Clone Wars spaceships when the clones came in. To
oh
save
yeah,
the
they
Geonosis,
have one that looks just like that.
As well as the other Clone Wars fucking series and shit like that. It looked like discount versions of those in a way.
It's like Zack Snyder basically did what that Pow World video game did and was like, get as close as we legally can to looking like it.
Fucking pulled a pout. Power that at least made a good game.
True. And it was on Game Pass for free. We didn't have to get Netflix to watch it.
True. But there's some like also like anyway they use I guess her old ship that she had or like from things and made it look like a damaged
was
ship.
Was that already
theirs,
on the planet or something still?
Yeah, she already had that.
How did they not fucking realize that was her old ship or something?
Kleebox.
I don't know. There's so many plot holes in this.
Yeah, and then they made it look damaged. They put a smoke grenade to make it look like you're smoking so it goes into
that
repair
was stupid
hand
too.
Hanger.
That was really dumb.
They took the soldiers and then they fucking just infiltrated, planted bombs around the
oh, stick
typical.
To smoke grenade. They're going to think the vehicle's going down.
They implemented.
That would not work like that.
Yeah, they pretend to be wounded soldiers, got in, but snuck on, started going on a killing spree, essentially. Planted the bomb so they can blow up the ship. Admiral is about to make a decision. Hey, once they find out she's on the ship, he's like, okay, she's on the ship. Blow up the whole village anyway. Then the other guy's like, wait a minute, hold on. What about the grain that we literally sent all these
this
people
the whole point of this movie.
And he's like, fuck the grain. I just wanted to capture her and bring her to the Emperor. Or whatever.
It's like, what?
Oh, yeah. Fuck. We forgot to talk about the stupid backstory with the Emperor and like how apparently she was part of a Caesar moment where
one of the flashbacks of the six that they
or,
did
yeah
in
the
row.
Main chick Hora remember she was like or it was remember she was telling her the telling the
oh,
guy
her
that
one
she
got
just
told
fucked
first,
about the backstory
because right? Then her backstory get told first and then later on at the camp
yeah and then
it was the rest of them
yeah but she remember she was telling the guy after she banged him after like. Talk to him for
while
a few minutes.
While she was feeling up his nipples.
But,
It's like, Zach.
Zach's got some kinks, man. Like, especially after the first one with the tentacle fucking, the admiral fucking
oh,
the tentacle.
Oh, that was bizarre.
Alien. Anyway, but she goes over her backstory. She's apparently, she was part of this plot to kill the original king of the Empire. Who
that was
looks
a
like an actual
ass.
Like medieval
that was a stupid
king.
Ass scene too.
It's kind of funny seeing him look like a medieval king. The other like generals and stuff around him are wearing togas while also wearing like what looks like a combination of SS and communist commissar.
You
fucking
just
outfits.
Made me remember like didn't she kill that kid? And it was like
oh yeah, the king's
heaven
the
or
king's,
something, whatever the fuck
she just,
that was.
I think I forget if it's like she was like it's because she got the perfect she was the perfect human bloodline.
That was bizarre. Or I was something. Like, Zach, what are you smoking?
It was
right
the old.
Now?
It was the old king's daughter. After like they already stabbed the old king, they were like literally Caesaring him with the knives. They use regular like fucking knives, but they stabbed the shit out of the family. They had her. Cora is supposed to kill the daughter, and she's hesitant because it's a little kid, little girl. And then the other guy's yelling
not
at her.
Not hesitant enough to fucking not do
it. Don't forget, the other guy's yelling at her to essentially shoot her or finish the job, and she shoots anyway. And then the guy fucking just blames everything on her, and she's like, she's the traitor!
That's what I'm saying. That was like the dumbest scene.
After
here.
He's
just
the
like,
one
what?
Who killed the king.
Like, and everyone there just started joining him.
Yeah,
too.
Everyone just went with it. Everyone just went with the fucking, just let's just blame her for killing the king and all this other bullshit. I'm like, it was so stupidly planned. I'm like, that's why I felt like an AI fucking wrote
yeah,
this.
Like at that part, he just added into the, like it, after it came out with the prompt, he was like, add in like a twist in there. Like,
let's just say she actually did do it and she actually did kill like the royal daughter, even with the other guy shouting at her to do it. But then the other guy anyway just kills the king and then decides
and
to call
her
the traitor and just says it was her fault or something stupid. It was fucking
it was stupid.
So dumb.
It was kind of that generic thing that we've seen other things do too. Like we talked about a beat, we've seen other things like. Like a video game, like Dishonored, like that's what happens to Dishonored, like they blame you for killing the queen or whatever.
Yeah.
It's a similar trope we've seen things.
That
it's
one
just
makes
done
more sense.
It's just
no
done
one...
horribly here, you know?
Yeah, that Dishonored made sense because no one, it's not like the Royal Guard didn't see this.
That
fucking...
too, like it actually made sense within the logic of how they set
it
up. It
was actually well framed. This one they just did,
not well framed.
They did the whole thing themselves and then just decide, let's blame it just on that's her for no reason. Yeah. She was literally on their side the whole time. Basically, even though she is hesitant about killing the kid, but she was with him the whole rest of the time.
I think the biggest problem
he has
is, like...
And then they
decide
just
like,
to scapegoat her.
He's a writer on some of these things, not the only one, but I think he needs to, like, maybe come up with, like, the base of the story and then let someone else write it, you know? Like, the framework of the story. But he cannot write characters.
No, he cannot. He cannot even...
And he can't frame situations in a way where, like... When he tries to make it cinematic, that's when people laugh at it most. Dude, like in Batman versus Superman, how everyone shits on that Martha scene. Like,
yeah, no shit.
He thought that was genius, and everyone just
laughed.
Has laughed at DC for years now because of that.
Fucking giggling their ass
so,
off at it.
So, I don't know. He needs to stay away from writing these things,
dude,
at
like
least
how,
in that to that degree.
I can't believe he just turned into a literal Caesar moment. Like, yeah, like he literally made a literal Caesar moment just in space of just stabbing the shit out of the king with a knife, with a bunch of knives, a bunch of them, all of them doing it.
It's
just one guy.
It's just the same because I feel like he's not like a bad director. I just feel like he like in some of these movies he just plays on his worst tendencies.
Stop giving him credit.
Yeah. No. I'm saying like he just goes. I'm gonna do slow mo more with this one or whatever, but. I guess this kind of will lead into me with my pluses, because I do have one plus about this
movie. It was
movie.
Shorter.
It was an hour, I think, shorter than the last one.
Yeah.
It was only an hour and 50 minutes, which I don't think there's been a Zack Snyder movie in a while that's been less than 2 hours.
Well, this is before the next Snyder Cut. Snyder Cut.
Great.
I like how also, we forgot to mention, he was going to blow up the whole village. Yes, he was already going to, and then they blew up the ship before it does. They kill this... The Admiral douchebag who's been very... He's basically just a villain who's evil for evil's sake. It's one of those generic things, as I was telling you before.
Of course.
They show the Empire, especially with all the flashback.
Generic is this movie's bread and butter.
Like, they're just evil for evil's sake, it feels like. There's not even too much reasoning behind their evil. It's like, I was saying, like, the Empire in Star Wars... You can see how people would side with them at times where they offer security, benefits like that, and they just, like, as long as you work
they
for us,
they just made them
whatever.
Flat out evil, one-dimensional bad guys.
Yeah, these guys literally are wasting so much resources and just so many people just to wipe out.
You know
out.
What's bad oh, when God. When the generic one-dimensional characters from, like, old 80s cartoons probably have more personality than some of these villains here?
Yeah, no
like
kidding.
Skeletor from, like, Masters of the Universe or something.
Yeah, like, they made the Admiral literally just absolute psychopath.
Yeah.
Like, Not even a cool sacrifice.
A generic psychopath, you know, and not even played, like, very well here. Not that he's played badly here, but he's not played in any sort of way where you're like, wow, it's a great performance.
Wow, great villain. He's not... It doesn't also help that he has the stupidest haircut I've seen on this man.
That's another point I'm glad you brought up. Haircuts itself in this movie, because even Cora had a dumbass haircut eventually in the end of this movie.
Well, what was it? I said she was sporting the John Bernthal from Fury haircut, and then when she cuts her hair.
it's like a battle of haircuts at the end of this movie, which that big set piece of them, like, I think, which I'm now that I'm looking at the poster, I think is inspired by that end scene. Because remember, they're like at the slant and they're sliding down, like they're sliding down, which was the dumbest scene. Like, I feel like in his mind, he was like, this is an amazing action scene. And it could have maybe been kind of a cool action scene. But, like, you would have to use gravity effectively in that scene for it to be cool. And it is just ridiculous. And then there's slow-mo in it and stuff, too. And it is just such a dumb scene.
When the whole battleship's going down doing this thing, for some reason, it reminded me of the second of the sequel movies of Star Wars? After Holden, like, rams the ship into the Empire, and the whole ship...
Attack of the Clones?
What?
Attack of the Clones?
No. Was that the sequel movies? The sequels. The
Last
Disney
Jedi,
one.
Last Jedi, like I said.
Is it The Last Jedi? Probably is.
The new one?
That was the second one of those sequels, right?
Yeah.
So that...
The one where Luke is fucking...
Drinking blue titty milk? Yes. But,
it's the easiest way to describe it, I guess.
Yes. But, basically, you know how the ship in that one was, like, basically getting, like, after it was destroyed, it was, like, slowly falling apart, leaving our heroes just enough time to escape?
Yeah.
That's what this one felt like there the whole time, where it doesn't even make sense why it's doing
that. I know,
the
ship. Right?
Oh, I forgot the weirdest thing I kept
reading. I feel like in Star Wars or these things, half the time you see the ships get hit and they instantly just blow up. And it's like, why
unless
is
it's
this...
convenient.
Yeah, it's like, okay, there's main characters in this one, so this one has to... It's blowing up, but it hasn't fully blown up yet, and they're falling down it and somehow aren't dead yet.
But the funniest thing to me is the fact that they made all their ships coal-powered. Even their tanks are, like, coal-powered.
Yeah.
It's fucking ridiculous. You're seeing, like... those people shoveling coal into the furnaces as like it's powering the fucking
this is black
the ship
smoke emanating out of their ships when
out
they
the
enter
tanks
the planet.
Too,
oh, we're
going
to fuck up your planet's ecosystem.
I'm like, why is the future fucking why is there coal powering your spaceships? Is this a train? We got past this shit years ago, man.
Why?
Why are your lasers powered by something that's not coal and they have, like, infinite energy and power from the looks of it as that people are just shooting endlessly at each other with these laser pistols, but your fucking spaceship's powered by fucking people shoveling coal into furnaces?
Explain that, Zach.
Fucking Zach. This doesn't make sense to me. You're like, the drop ships weren't even powered by coal, but the other the tanks were? Why?
It's not consistent.
It doesn't make sense.
When you create a sci-fi universe like this, you can make your own set of rules. You don't always have to follow the other rules, but the rules have to make sense.
It's like steampunk met sci-fi, but Snyder doesn't know where to put the steampunk.
I know. He's like, I guess there's a wheel in this thing. Is like a
Zach. This movie has not at all shown steampunk
that's
elements.
Steampunk.
Why
that's
is this
steampunky?
One... Steampunk. Coal-powered fucking...
Wasn't that other movie he did, like, Sucker Punch, like a steampunk-ish kind of one?
I wouldn't call that steampunk.
Man. I thought, like, that's what someone said. It's like steampunk mixed with something else.
It's like steampunk element. But granted, the whole thing takes place in this girl's mind and Sucker Punch. It's weird. She's basically schizophrenic in an orphanage. But anyway, that's another movie.
He just likes doing fucking, I guess, sci-fi mixed with that.
But that's, first of all, that only makes sense because that's like in the mind of someone who's imagining everything.
Sci-fi mixed
Punch.
With steampunk.
She doesn't know how these things work. She just does it in her mind in Sucker Punch because it's cool.
Mm.
But in this, it's a sci-fi world. It's a legitimate, supposed to be a fucking sci-fi world you're supposed to take seriously. You don't Sucker Punch was because it's in the mind of this person who doesn't really know anything but looks cool to her.
Interesting.
This is just stupid. This doesn't make sense.
I've heard that movie's horrible, too.
It's not good either, But,
so where would this rank to you on the Zack Snyder? Would you think this was better than the last one? Like if in any sort of way?
It's only better because it's shorter half the time than me. And I guess it's brighter, because I think the first movie felt like everything was either super dark or just fucking, unless you were on that desert planet where they found the other guy. I forget his name. That's another thing. You don't really remember anyone's name. The only other person's, you only know them by like certain characteristics of them. Like
the only one I knew were Cora, Titus. I don't know what the villain's name is. I think that's it.
I just call him the Admiral. I forget the Admiral's actual name too.
But yeah,
Anthony Hopkins robot.
Yeah, Anthony Hopkins. Hotbot.
But
the cast is totally wasted here. Like any sort of good talent they had, like Anthony Hopkins or even Digimon Hansau, the guy that's in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. He's a great actor, but just wasted here, and they just have him crying at just stupid parts that don't even make sense.
Who? That was a Guardian.
Star Lord?
Who? No, come on, man. But yeah, no, you're right. I feel like it's terrible writing. For some reason, have the actors doing things that don't make sense. Terrible story. The story don't make sense. It's everything. Nothing really made sense, and it hurts me.
I know.
So much of this plot. After the ship goes... what happens after the ship goes down?
They have, like, a funeral thing,
yeah,
right?
Mass... The funeral...
And that's, then it ends, thank God.
I guess she also, at some point, tried to make an emotional moment, like... I lied to you. Oh, yeah, we forgot. Star Wars, the chick with the lightsabers dies.
Yep.
We said Wolverine knockoff died, but I'm not even sure if he was supposed to be a main character. He just died like a main character, like he was an important character.
No, I think he had been in a couple of scenes, so he was totally, and then the Snyder cut, you know, he's probably going to get even more scenes. Like, in the Snyder cut, it'll make sense, guys.
The dude that chick was, that Cora was having sex with was also killed, or the guy. He died. Everyone else, I think, lived of the main cast, of the important cast. I don't know. But yeah, they have that.
Kind of like a lot of these things. I mean, this is going to sound stupid, and I did say it, though, earlier. For anyone wondering if it's like a sequel, it really is more like a part two, like a lot of these things.
Oh, yeah. Nowadays. It like continues where it left off in the first movie.
Exactly.
It does absolutely do that.
So it has this feeling like once you get like, 5-10 minutes into it, like you're like, okay, this is pretty much literally like continuing right from where we were.
Zach just wants to make an 8-hour movie, but he had to break it up into three. Is
for some reason it did that, but then at the start he did like a Blade Runner, like back in the day for the theatrical cut when they were like the studios were like, it's too confusing. We need to have Deckard do a monologue at the beginning and have some exposition.
the narrator that pops
out.
Yeah. This one.
And it's like, dude, I just thought that was so stupid. It's like...
Recap.
I couldn't even tell you what they said in the recap. Like, it kind of recapped the first movie very shittily, too.
It's a spark-noted fucking version, like, summary of what happened in the first movie, which...
Nothing really happened in the first movie, so I think that's why he really had nothing to say.
It's like just saying, this village is getting fucked over by the Empire. Cora goes and assembles a team of Avengers. They come back and meet up.
No,
because
what you're saying
also
right now,
the Admiral,
what you're
the
saying
Admiral
right
pissed.
Now is actually a better explanation of. The
I know
first
it
movie.
Is.
It did a shit job.
It was really dumb. It was so fucking dumb.
But then it went right into just being like, it was a part two, not even a sequel, and it was just like a continuation of the first movie. It was like, why did we even have that at the beginning? Like, should have just jumped right into it.
Yeah.
It's like you thought that would have been too weird, but yeah, I think Pose, you can determine we did not like this movie, and
neither should you. You really, you deserve better. You deserve
better. We deserve
better.
If you're paying for Netflix, we deserve better.
Yeah, yeah.
This was not a good gift for 420.
Just watch Fallout. Just watch the Fallout series on Amazon, please.
We liked that.
That was good.
That was great. And if you were looking for something to watch on 420, is definitely a good thing to watch while fried.
No, you're just gonna be more confused than you already are.
For Fallout?
Oh no, I thought you meant for this.
Oh no,
Relevant.
Yeah, don't watch this fried. You'll just get a headache like I did.
Yeah, Fallout's much better one to watch instead. Oh, lordy.
But But yeah, it's looking like a lot of critics are and users are feeling the same way, where this has a 3.6.
Yeah, that's about right.
User score. Or a critic score.
Wait, out of 10 or 5?
Out of 10.
Okay,
and
good.
Then a 5, and then a 5.2 out of 10 for the user score.
Yeah.
So geez. That's a bit higher. I don't even know how it's that high, but it's going to go down, I imagine. That's probably the Snyder, all those diehard Snyder fans.
Oh, dude.
That's probably them, kind of.
Guys, please,
making
stop.
It what it is, even.
Stop being such big fanboys for fucking people. If they make a shitty movie, just acknowledge it's a shitty movie.
Exactly. Or if the Snyder cuts are good, but these are shit, acknowledge that these are shit, and the Snyder ones are a little bit better.
Yeah,
but
we haven't
still
even
not
gotten,
even that great.
We haven't even gotten
time.
A Snyder cut yet of this.
Exactly. We don't know. I think it's still going to be terrible. This movie has too many problems.
I agree.
That I don't even think adding more to it could fix. I think it would actually hurt it. It would just make me hate it even more, but...
Yeah,
we'll never know because I'm not watching that.
I ain't watching that.
If there's a Rebel Moon 3 or 4, we're going to have to watch that. So I'm not watching any Snyder cuts.
God, nope, you guys definitely got to watch the Snyder cut, someone said.
This is our hottest fucking review yet.
We
got to watch the Snyder cut. People are like, yes, we love your misery.
Guys, we like it when you suffer.
But how are we feeling? Like, are we in that range? Would you say you're below 3.6, or would you say it's about in that area? Or
out of 10, I would definitely say it's a 3, basically. Maybe.
Yeah, I think I'm even lower than what people are thinking. But so yeah, I think we're even below these expectations. We did not like this movie.
No.
And it is very rare I rate a movie 3 or something, you know, or 3.5. It's it's like you said, we deserve better.
To be honest, the funniest thing is maybe it's just because it's got some good. It has a few good action things. I didn't think so. I mean, when I say good, I think it's the funniest.
He always ruins those anything that had potential to be good.
Yeah,
action scene was slow-mo.
Dude, when I say good, I mean literally the only moments I had good action was when knockoff Hugh Jackman was in it. Just true. He was randomly oinking it
so
for
that was
a little while.
1 minute.
He was literally fucking doing a fucking hell of a job for a while. I'm like, what the fuck? I barely know this guy.
We got a minute of good action with him, maybe 90 seconds.
And then the surprise from underground, the surprise attacks, I kinda enjoyed.
Oh yeah, that was kinda cool too. But
I mean that's it. That's
there's maybe 2 minutes of cool action scenes when there's
the action
definitely
scenes,
more than 2 minutes of action in this.
I would say the best action scenes are when it's not the main characters on screen. It's always just the fucking the villagers fighting is actually where it's the coolest, which is funny as fuck.
It was interesting.
I wouldn't call it even interesting. It's just that was the only times you're like, oh shit, some cool action.
Just that somehow side characters that never had a personality or a line even were more interesting.
Some of them
than the
didn't
main
even have a word. The guy who ended up killing himself, blowing up the tunnels just to fuck up the enemy.
That was another one where I was like, this feels like this is supposed to have weight or something.
Yeah, you're like, I don't know who this guy is. He never talked. He didn't say a single word, but I'm more invested in him, his sacrifice than everyone else.
But, I think that's about our rating, and that about wraps it up. I think we liked it slightly more than the first, only because it was shorter, though.
I rate it 1 bag of grain of a wheat field.
Better than the first.
1 grain.
1 grain better.
A 1 grain bag out of a field, of grain field. Because...
That is not much, though.
Just wait until the next movie. We'll have more grain for you, Zach. Zach's just fucking wait. Why... Next movie, we're going to have a whole farming section.
Do you think this is going to be a hit, or do you think this is going to fail, though?
It's going to fail, bro.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking at it says on IMDb right here, the popularity. It's the 191st most popular TV show or movie right now. That is not good for it just releasing.
Everyone's hate watching, bro. It's hate watching.
And it said it was at 234, yesterday.
Oh, my God.
So it is not. Very high. You think if it was popular, it'd be in the top at least 100. So, yeah, I hope it fails because, like we said, we deserve better. And this is just we could probably have had a 30 minutes less if you took out all the slow-mo, just like the first one. And the and the Zack Snyder's Justice League, which I actually liked. It's just like, get rid of that shit. Or at least use it effectively.
Yeah, if you're going to use slow-mo, doing it during cool scenes. Instead, we got an entire wheat montage that was in slow-mo. Oh, the whole wheat harvesting was slow-mo. Him getting a water from in a canteen was slow-mo for some reason.
It's just giving me headaches at points.
It's just annoying. I'm like, I don't want to. Stop it, Zach. It's like you said, remember, didn't you say he bought out like land and he was, and that's probably the reason.
That's what I heard.
He literally had just, he was like, we're going to grow the wheat and legitimately harvest it.
Yeah. So these
I'm going to get my money's worth out of this.
These movies could have came out like a year sooner, but I guess Zack Snyder actually bought out like a huge area of land to plant wheat
everything. Actual harvesting.
And they were like, we can't plant it right now. It's not in season or it's not a good time for it or whatever. And he's like, I'll wait. This is super important to the movie.
It's going to be like 15 to 20 minutes of wheat harvesting in slow-mo, guys. Don't you love that shit? No.
So yeah, if you're into that, watch out for Rebel Moon Part 2 on Netflix.
Pose, you deserve better. And Zach, you can do better.
You can do better.
You can do better,
Zach. Zack Snyder's Justice League was actually really good.
What happened? What happened to you, Zach?
Hopefully I hear better things about the Snyder cuts, but I don't think I'll be able to watch them after how bad this fucking shit was.
Oh, my God.
But thank you for tuning in, Pose. As always, follow 2PoseInAPod on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, and any of the other social media pretty much stuff we're on, which is like everything. And also follow Grilled TV.
Grilled TV. Don't forget the shout out to the Omnicast, of course,
and our buddies at Omnicast, good old Stan Lee.
Anyway,
but we always have quality content to deliver.
Aye. But
and we'll see you on the next one, the big 420 special.
420 special.
Oh, we're going to be getting fried. Can't wait.